Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm stalling right now because I was supposed to have this thing and then things are going on.
Oh no.
And if anyone's watching on YouTube or X or Twitter or what's the other one, Facebook, they'd know that things are happening in this studio. And I would be playing a Duane Eddy song right now because
sometimes computers don't cooperate.
Yeah, so let's pretend that I already did this.
Why don't you sing it?
Please, Carl, sing it.
He was a guitar player.
I say there's no words.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah, you could have done what Ryan's doing.
Bow, bow, bow.
Air guitar, Carl. People are watching. They can see you.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Flawless.
Nailed it.
As Carl said, Duane Eddy, the most commercially successful instrumental artist in the history of rock and roll, has passed away. He was 86. The Grammy-winning guitarist died peacefully on Tuesday, surrounded by his family in Franklin, Tennessee. He was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994 on the strength of his career. He launched in 1958 with the million-selling instrumental Rebel Rouser, which is what Carl just played. After a little bit of a pause. Carl also mentioned that Richard Tandy, he was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2017. He was the keyboardist for ELO, or Electric Light Orchestra. He also passed away. He was 76. Wow. Jeff Lynne took to the social media yesterday and let everybody know that he had died, but the cause of death was not revealed.
76 is kind of young.
Seems like that.
Yeah, but also, he looked a lot older than 76.
Maybe some health things going on.
Mm-hmm. All those musicians, man. You don't know what kind of life they live. So few of them live any life that it's a miracle they live above 70.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, just being on the road that much, there's just not much stability there, lifestyle-wise.
So, so in the song Mr. Blue Sky, he's the one that sings the Vocaloid part that goes, Mr. Blue Sky. Yeah, I'm not going to sing it.
Carl, come on.
No.
Don't be shy.
But he's
the
one.
High notes?
He's the one that sings the, like, Peter Frampton-ish guitar.
Voice box thing.
Voice box thing. Mr. Blue Sky. And that's it. But pretend it's better and from the song.
You didn't even try, Carl.
I didn't. Because I don't have the vocal. If we had one of those vocalizers in here, I definitely would do it.
The Bob Heil vocalizer?
Yeah. The Talk Box.
Talk Box, yeah.
And he recently passed away as well.
I know. That's a bummer, too.
Things to add to the list, Trisha. Dan Schneider, the showrunner of some of Nickelodeon's biggest shows, who was one of the subjects of Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, he is suing Investigation Discovery over that docuseries and their producers for defamation. According to a copy of the lawsuit, he alleges that Quiet on the Set portrays him. It's a hit job that implied Schneider sexually abused the children who worked on his television shows. Now, the suit is saying, while it's undisputable that two bona fide child sexual abusers worked on Nickelodeon shows, it is likewise indisputable that Schneider had knowledge of their abuse. What? How do you not, if you're running the show, how do you not know this is not going on? I just don't
know. Do you know everything that goes on here?
I know everything that goes on here, Carl, because you tell me every day.
Oh, that's accurate.
If anybody knows what's going on,
it's Carl.
It is Carl.
Not true.
So is Dan Snyder's defense, listen, I'm just creepy, but I'm not criminal. Is that his defense?
Pretty much, what it sounds like.
He's saying he's ignorant.
Right.
I mean, I can understand. It sounds like Dan Schneider or whatever his name is has done a lot more than he probably wants to admit to. I think he sounds like a real creeper. And I remember talking about him a couple weeks ago.
But not illegal.
But I understand the lawsuit. I do.
Like, I think he's saying maybe, I haven't watched the whole thing, but the way they portrayed it was Dan Schneider has this like weird foot fetish, which isn't illegal like Carl's saying, but he's saying he did nothing with kids.
It doesn't make you look great.
The other two guys actually did illegal stuff with kids,
right?
Which is horrible, and that's what the whole thing was about. But they're saying, this guy's weird too.
They're lumping him in.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, 90s and 2000s were crazy. There was really no bumper guards, and parents did not look over their kids the way they should. It was, what a wild time. And if you think about it, these parents, when there's a creeper around, don't you want to be there too to like watch over your kids? Don't you want to be extra careful? Why would they allow that situation to even come up with the guy?
Well, some of their parents were like not in on it, but they didn't care because they wanted their kids to be famous.
Which is really sad. I know.
Well, that one girl from the Nickelodeon show wrote the book, I'm Glad My Mom's Dead, because she was part of all of that
sad
stuff.
Well, now a lot of the creepers, I mean, there's still creepers in person approaching kids, but a lot of them have moved online, and it's even harder for parents to monitor. There are ways, but it's really sad. All these various ways that they find ways to approach children.
Yeah, if anyone says they're in defeat, is there a way not to make that creepy? Like, isn't that the first thing?
People, when I was a reporter for TV, I would regularly get messages like, hey, send me a picture of your feet.
What?
And that is a thing for news people, yes.
Quentin Tarantino has a foot thing.
He does.
His movies, sure.
Why do you like feet?
Allegedly.
Feet smell, feet are not cute. I don't understand.
Crusty.
Crusty, okay, we'll add that to the mix.
That's enough.
Kim, you shouldn't have said anything because now I can just imagine it's going to open up the floodgates to the people in the comments section wanting to see your feet.
Put one up, Kim.
No.
$1,000.
Oh, no!
We know
for backstoppers,
people.
Please.
We
all,
Ryan. Gosh,
for,
Ryan.
For charity, yeah.
You and I know someone that used to walk around this building barefoot.
Nope.
Oh.
See, cool. Carl knows everything.
Who was barefoot?
I'm not going to mention this person's name on
off
the radio.
Air.
What kind of dirty hippie move is that, walking around
so
public barefoot? How's that possible? Carl, is it you?
Yes. Damn it.
Oh, I should
I've
have
been
known.
Outed.
It wasn't me either.
So I know Scott mentioned this story yesterday about the beekeeper who saved the Arizona Diamondbacks Los Angeles Dodgers game. Well, they are honoring him and Topps as well. They've announced that Matt Hilton, that's the guy's name, he signed a deal with Topps collectible trading card after safely removing the swarm of bees from home plate. He's getting his own baseball card.
Oh my gosh.
You might get lucky and find one that's autographed. An autographed copy of Matt Hilton's baseball card.
Hot damn.
Sports cards have gotten out of hand.
Women are posting like pictures of this guy coming in to get rid of the bees or take care of them or whatever, and they're like, hot dad comes to save the day.
All right, so 6 months from now, TMZ's going to do, remember this guy?
Milkshake duck.
No one's going to remember this guy.
Remember this guy? Turns out he had a foot fetish.
Oh, no!
And we're
you
back.
You can't in a beekeeper outfit. You got to be fully covered, right? You can't walk around barefoot. What a mistake.
Gross.
All right, so now, Carl, during the break, will you tell me who the barefoot guy is? Or gal, I guess. I don't know. And I want to know. You got
I just
me.
Said person.
All right. And keep an eye on to the comments. We're going to have to ban any creepers out there now that Kim admitted
not
that she
sending
gets those requests.
Foot pictures.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.